Next patient we're going to do is Patsy, P-A-T-S-Y, last name Stegall, S-T-E-G-A-L-L. Patsy Stegall. Ms. Stegall is... ...79-year-old woman with history of hypertension, osteoporosis, pathological fracture, recurrent urinary tract infection, disorientation, dementia severe, behavior issues, psychotic disturbances, mood disturbances, anxiety, weakness, delirium, and significant abnormality in her gait to the point that she's now chair-bound and with and total ADL dependent, period. Patient suffers from dementia. Her dementia has been reported to have gotten worse in the past 3 months by Nina, her daughter, period. Patient is much weaker. Number one, she has had a significant decreased appetite, weight loss of 11 pounds. Patient, as I mentioned, is chair-bound, requires help with all ADL, becoming bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient has a history of tremors and has had recent fall due to unsteadiness, period. Given her her dementia, decreased intake, and breakdown of her immune system, she's had numerous urinary tract infection and has required antibiotics, period. As far as her cognitive function is concerned, she's no longer able to recognize her family. She's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. She requires care around the clock and someone to be with her 24 hours a day. Again, bowel and bladder incontinent. She requires to be fed because she's no longer able to feed herself. This is another major change in her condition in the past 6 weeks, period. She's now becoming more anxious with behavioral issue, severe sundowner syndrome. And muscle wasting, weight loss, along with protein and calorie malnutrition, with decreased in patient's albumin and total protein, period. Given her diagnosis, given her dementia, as well as her significant decline in the past 4 to 6 weeks, as was delineated above, makes the patient hospice appropriate, and most likely she has less than 6 months to live, period. Patient hospice nurse will help care for patient and I tried to help the family with patient's ADLs, bathing, as well as providing care and education for patient's final diagnosis to keep her as comfortable as possible before she passes away. Thank you.